welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Vagabonding by Rolf Potts and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. The reason vagabonding is so appealing is that it promises to show you the destinations and experiences you've dreamed about. But the reason vagabonding is so addictive is that, joyfully, you'll never quite find what you dreamed. Indeed, the most vivid travel experiences usually find you by accident, and the qualities that will make you fall in love with a place are rarely the features that took you there. Get ready to fuel your wanderlust with Vagabonding by Rolf Potts. This book will inspire you to travel with an adventurous spirit and to connect with other cultures by going beyond the well-trodden tourist tracks. Vagabonding is filled with advice on everything from planning and finding adventures to meeting new friends along the way. You'll learn that you don't need a mega budget to travel to exotic places or for extended periods. And perhaps best of all, you'll be encouraged to travel with a sense of curiosity, open-mindedness, and possibility. Rolf Potts is a travel writer and journalist, inspiring others not just to follow in his footsteps, but to create new footprints of their own. He funded his own extended travels simply through teaching English and landscaping, a great example of working to live rather than living to work. In this Life Note, we'll take a look at authentic, affordable travel, preparing to be a vagabonder, finding your travel groove, and also dealing with the realities of travel, making cross-cultural connections, and avoiding misadventures. And we'll end with some inspiration and wisdom from fellow vagabonders. Okay, Globetrotters, are you ready to get inspired? Let's jump into our favorite big thoughts. Big thought number one, authentic, affordable travel. No need to be a millionaire. Quote, indeed, the freedom to go vagabonding has never been determined by income level. It's found through simplicity, the conscious decision of how to use what income you have, end quote. Before we tackle this big thought, let's just take a minute to answer, just what is vagabonding anyway? Potts explains it this way, quote, vagabonding involves taking an extended time out from your normal life, 6 weeks, 4 months, 2 years, to travel the world on your own terms. But beyond travel, vagabonding is an outlook on life, end quote. Many people have the belief that it's just not possible to travel for long stretches of time. But if there's just one lesson you take away from this book, let it be this. You don't need to be super wealthy to travel internationally, or even for extended periods. In fact, you can even save money by traveling versus staying at home, by selecting affordable countries, they are also incredible places to visit, and by choosing a travel style that is both affordable and authentic. If you've traveled to places within Asia or Central America, for example, and so many other affordable areas, you'll know that it's possible to have amazing travel experiences without breaking the bank. When you add up the cost of your mortgage or rent, car expenses, utilities, dinners out, and the other places you spend money in your daily life, when you deploy that money towards extended travel instead, it can actually go a very long way. Potts writes, quote, for what it costs to fill your gas tank back home, for example, you can take a train from one end of China to the other. For the price of a home-delivered pepperoni pizza, you can eat great meals for a week in Brazil. And for a month's rent in any major American city, you can spend a year in a beach hut in Indonesia. End quote. Now, no one is saying that you have to live on a beach if that's not your style, but the point is that if you're using your money as an excuse not to travel for an extended period of time, consider re-examining your premises. Are you preventing yourself from extraordinary experiences through your own false beliefs? Free yourself from whatever premises are no longer serving you, and new possibilities will emerge. There's a whole world waiting out there for you, and you are ultimately the only one standing in your way. The second big thought, preparing to be a vagabonder. Hint, don't overprepare. Quote, the gift of the information age, after all, is knowing your options. And those who plan their travels with the idea of eliminating all uncertainty and unpredictability are missing out on the whole point of leaving home in the first place. End quote. When you capture the spirit of vagabonding, you are embracing adventure itself. While seeing great art in the Louvre or standing in front of the Taj Mahal can be wonderful, some of the best adventures are the ones that are completely off the beaten track, where your journey took an unexpected twist or turn. So in preparing to be a vagabonder, don't overprepare. Leave some flexibility in both your schedule and your expectations. If you find yourself being invited to travel down the Nile for the day, wouldn't it be nice if you had the day unplanned so you could actually do that? Rolf Potts has fantastic advice for preparing to be a vagabond that allows for flexibility on your journey. Here are just a few of our favorites. Number one, packing. Bring as little as possible, period. When you're traveling for an extended period, being encumbered with a big heavy bag simply makes no sense. Guess what? They sell umbrellas in London, and chances are pretty good that you can buy an extra toothbrush just about anywhere in the world. You don't need to pack for any possible situation that may happen. And number two, slow down. One of the biggest mistakes that people make, particularly new travelers, is to try to cram too much into too short of a time. If your itinerary has you in Rome on Monday, Florence on Tuesday, and Venice on Wednesday, you haven't yet learned this lesson. If you're whizzing through cities and countries without really having experienced them, you're absolutely missing the point. In fact, Potts suggests that it's best not to decide in advance the amount of time that you'll spend in any particular place. This is helpful advice because there's nothing more frustrating than discovering a great place and not being able to stay because you've pre-booked yourself to leave the next day. His advice will ring true for those of us who have traveled extensively and learned all these same valuable lessons for ourselves the hard way. So the key lesson here then is don't overprepare. Give yourself the flexibility to be spontaneous and tap into your explorer side. The next big thought, finding your travel groove, the adventures and realities. Quote, the secret of adventure then is not to carefully seek it out, but to travel in such a way that it finds you. To do this, you first need to overcome the protective habits of home and open yourself up to unpredictability. End quote. While bungee jumping in New Zealand or ziplining in Costa Rica can certainly be ways to find adventure, there are other ways to find adventure as well. If you've ever had the opportunity to try eating chicken feet in China, or figuring out how to get a leech off of your toe during a hike in Borneo, these unexpected adventures can also color your travels in interesting ways. So yes, you can look for adventure, but it certainly seems more interesting when it finds you. How can you then have more adventure, and how do you deal with some of the realities and challenges of travel? Potts suggests that one way is, quote, weaning yourself from your guidebook, avoiding routines, and allowing yourself to get sidetracked, end quote. Let's take trying to figure out where to have dinner, for example. Sure, you can study your guidebook and find a safe recommendation there, but when you ask a local for where to have dinner, it can turn into an interesting adventure. Maybe their brother owns a restaurant and you'll have an incredible meal and great hospitality as a result. Or perhaps they'll point you towards some other authentic local food that you never would have found on your own. And if having a beer with some trusted new friends leads to an invitation to go hiking with them the next day, why not get sidetracked and go for it? But not every adventure is fun and games. Sometimes, says Potts, quote, travel accidents can be downright awful, end quote. Case in point, getting sick and ending up in a primitive jungle hospital. All sorts of things can go wrong. And in addition to potential disasters, the realities of travel can also be a bit challenging. The author's advice, quote, view each travel frustration, sickness, fear, loneliness, boredom, conflict, as just another curious facet in the vagabonding adventure, end quote. By taking these accidents and adventures in stride, you'll find your travel groove, and chances are that not only will you survive the ordeal, but you'll also have some very interesting travel stories as a result. The next big thought, cross-cultural connections. Meet your neighbors. Quote, we see as we are, said the Buddha, and rarely is this quite so evident as when we travel. Unlike a simple vacation, where you rarely have time to interact with your environment, vagabonding revolves around the people you meet on the road, and the attitude you take into these encounters can make or break your entire travel experience. End quote. Truly, your most rewarding travel experiences will likely involve people you meet along the way. It could be fellow travelers or a great encounter with a local that leads to an amazing experience for you. but you must be open to meeting your neighbors in the far-flung places that you travel. Having those cross-cultural encounters and experiences will make all the difference for you. Maybe you'll end up learning how to dance from the locals in Greece, or finding the best pasta on the planet based on advice from a friendly Italian who finds you wandering, lost in the winding pathways in Venice. Or a call to a friend of a friend in India could lead to a spontaneous invitation to a wedding there. You can never be sure what will happen, but you can be assured that absolutely nothing interesting will happen if you're not open to it. The author tells a story about how when he was teaching English in Korea, he tried to be very informal with his students and befriend them as a way of making them feel at ease. That didn't work out very well, and he felt a bit disappointed. But eventually he came to understand that treating their teacher as a friend would be considered very insulting in the Korean culture. Once he understood that, he could make peace with this difference in cultures. It's these types of lessons and experiences that will help you understand the world through a different lens than the one that you are always used to looking through. Having experiences and interactions that are completely different than you would find at home, this is one of the key points of traveling, isn't it? Travel can be so educational, especially if you're open to new experiences. So don't stay in a cookie-cutter hotel room. Try a local bed and breakfast instead, and resist ordering the exact same meal you would order at home. Venture out into the night market to try some strange-looking noodle dish that seems intriguing. Get lost and ask a local to help you find your way back. Take a local train and practice your Spanish with the person sitting next to you. Go meet your global neighbors. The world can be a small place, but only when you step out of your own protective shell and make an effort to connect with people. This is where the real magic of travel happens. The next big thought: avoiding misadventures, preventative measures. Quote, early on, of course, you're bound to make travel mistakes. Dubious merchants may swindle you. Unfamiliarity with cultural customs may cause you to offend people. And you'll often find yourself wandering lost through strange surroundings. Some travelers go to great pains to avoid these neophyte blunders, but they're actually an important part of the learning experience. End quote. Many people find themselves fearful of what might happen when they travel, of being lost in the world without their usual anchors. And indeed, there are possible mishaps that you can avoid. We'll talk about those in just a minute. But the truth is that many of the fears that people have about traveling are often unfounded. Sure, you can get your wallet stolen in Amsterdam, but the same thing can happen in your own hometown. So there's no need to be overly fearful when you're having an adventurous travel experience. But there are a few preventative measures you can take. Avoiding sickness. Potts advises us to avoid non-purified water, this includes ice, as one important way to prevent stomach issues on the road. He also shares a good rule of thumb when it comes to food. If you can cook it, boil it, or peel it, you can eat it. Otherwise, forget it. Avoiding crime and scams. Generally increase your awareness, and also don't flaunt your wealth. You can keep your money in a money belt and consider leaving the expensive jewelry and watches at home. When it comes to scams, Potts reminds us to be wary of those pushy new friends who want to give you free tours or shopping excursions. And be aware of cultural norms. If you're in a country where modesty is the norm, wearing a short skirt may send the wrong signal. Having an increased awareness of cultural norms is helpful and also demonstrates respect. You'll find many other great tips in vagabonding. And as you gain more experience in traveling to far-flung places, you'll learn what works best for you. And it's likely that you'll increasingly find the world to be a very hospitable and safe place. Don't be afraid to meet new people while you're traveling and to pursue new adventures. Just take a few simple precautions and your experience will be safer and more enjoyable as a result. The final big thought: need more inspiration? Wisdom from fellow vagabonders. Quote, rise free from care before the dawn and seek adventures. Let the moon find thee by other lakes, and the night overtake thee everywhere at home. There are no larger fields than these, no worthier games than may be here played. Henry David Thoreau, Walden. One delightful part of the book Vagabonding is the inclusion of advice from other travelers. Potts calls these vagabonding voices, including advice from the more famous ones, such as John Muir, found in the author's vagabonding profiles. Here are a few favorite words of wisdom. From Jen Miller, freelance writer in Canada, quote, Your freedom matters more than anything, and you win that freedom the moment you make the decision to hit the road. When you commit 100% to your dream and you begin doing the work necessary to free yourself and move into the new reality of traveling, you're already on the road." End quote. From John Muir, naturalist and Sierra Club founder, on how to prepare for a trip. Quote, "Throw some tea and bread into an old sack and jump over the back fence." End quote. From Tim Ferriss, best-selling author. Quote, "For all the most important things in life, the timing always sucks. Waiting for a good time to quit your job, to have that kid, to take a dream trip. Sadly, the traffic lights of life will never all be green at the same time. Conditions are never perfect." End quote. All right then, are you feeling inspired now to do some vagabonding for yourself? Don't let the moment pass. Go dust off that passport, block off some time in your calendar for your next big adventure, and go make it happen. Remember, if you don't take the initiative to block off time and make travel happen, your calendar will get filled with everyone else's priorities and agendas. And vagabonding, which involves extended travel, takes even more initiative to really make happen. If you want to really achieve that high-quality, extraordinary life that you have so carefully designed, taking proactive action is the only way you're gonna make it happen. When someday you look back on life filled with amazing adventures and travel, we're guessing that you're gonna be very happy you had those experiences. And if not now, when? Take the first step. Pick up a copy of this life-changing book, Vagabonding by Rolf Potts, and go make your travel adventures come true. So there we have it, VIPs. Rolf Potts' advice for creating your own adventure-filled life. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.